Om Shanti. A few days back when I was going through a Murli, and I am sure you also must have either read that Murli or listened in class, Baba said that though there are 8 fully victorious souls, but so far the results of how many have been declared? 2. Which 2? Baba and Mama. I had the good fortune to be with Brahma Baba for about 6 to 7 years when Baba was in corporeal form. And being a student of engineering and science, it was always my aim to understand the spiritual knowledge on scientific basis, not simply on what the teacher says, but what and how it is applicable on the scientific background. That used to be my aim. So when I came to this institution, Brahma Baba was on his tour to northern India. He was in Kanpur. You might have heard the name of the city, Kanpur. It is near Lucknow, one of the states of India, UP, the capital of UP, and Kanpur is a big city, and Baba was there. When Baba was in his corporeal form, Brahma Baba, Baba often used to go to some of the major centers time to time, as Bombay, Delhi or Pune, Kanpur, like that. So when I first met Baba, I was only some 4 or 5 month old child. And the distance between Lucknow and Kanpur was about some 60-70 miles. Used to take some 1 hour or so. So by the time we reached to that place, Baba's Murli was over. And Baba, after the Murli, used to conduct some very small class, those who were remaining there, some of the students, and Baba was there with them. So when we reached, about some 50 students, BKs, from other city, we reached there. So there we went to the class. Baba was there. I was very young, about 18 years old at that time, 17 years. So we went, Baba met everybody. But Baba's personality was like that. Great personality. Very good height. And whenever Baba used to meet, sweet children, divine children, loving children, Baba used to spread his hand and we used to go in the Baba's lap and forget everything. Because Baba's vibrations used to be so powerful that since Baba was in soul conscious stage, so whomsoever used to go in the lap of Baba, he or she used to forget completely about the body consciousness. The same thing happened with me. And I went. After some time, Baba asked my name. My Laukik name is different, Shri. Just you might have heard Shri Lakshmi, Shri Narayan, isn't it? So that is my Laukik name. So Baba asked, what's your name? I replied, Shri. Once again Baba asked, yes, what's your name? Again I replied. Third time Baba again asked, huh? So I thought that Baba may be a little hard in hearing, huh? So I gave a reply loudly, oh, my name is Shri. So Baba was very jolly also. And Baba said, oh, your name is Shri. Oh, very good, wonderful. Even Baba can't put Shri in his name. And today Baba found a child who is Shri. Just in jolly mood, Baba was there. I couldn't understand much because I was only some 4 months old child. Then Baba explained, Baba called Dadi, Didi, etc. Oh, Dadi, oh, I will introduce one child who is Shri. Then Dada, Baba told that secret behind this name Shri, as you all know, whose names we can put Shri before whose name? Very souls. Not only souls, but deities, those whose souls as well as body, both are pure. And that is of deities only. That is why we tell Shri as Shri Lakshmi, Shri Narayan. Because their body as well as soul, both are pure. So then Baba explained this thing. You see, even Baba cannot put Shri in his name. And in Satyog, golden age only, whose body and soul both are pure. So you have to become like that now. So today Baba changes your name and now it is what? Mohan. So that was the name given by Brahma Baba, Bab Dada to me. So since then I completely forgot my Laukik name and this Mohan only as and when sometimes if some reference come then only I tell. So you see, in each and every step of Brahma Baba, there used to be always a line of spiritual knowledge, whatever name is there. If suppose somebody's name used to be Maya, then Baba will change his name, her name. What Baba will tell? No, it is not Maya. Now Maya is a thing of past. Now say you are Lakshmi. Like that, Baba will change in consonance with the spiritual knowledge. So that each and every aspect of our life doesn't reflect the past, the Kali Yuga, the Iron Age. So number one, this should be our aim always, that whatever activity, whatever speech, whatever thought, even our vibration should reflect only that we belong to this Sangam Yuga. Now that we belong to that Iron Age, that is the thing of the past. That what Baba wanted to make this everything confirm, that you forget that past life. Now it is now your new life. Then Baba himself tried, you see, when this knowledge started in 1936. So when Baba came in this knowledge at that time, so Baba made one thing, he confirmed himself that he himself is a soul. And Ishu Dadi, probably Dadi ji, she is still having 2 diaries with her. As and when you get an opportunity to meet Ishu Dadi, you ask her, you may ask, where is that diary? What is in that diary? That Baba confirmed that he has written, the whole diary is full, that I am a soul, Jasoda is soul. Jasoda was the name of his wife, Baba's. So like that, Nirmala, his daughter, his business partner, son, he is a soul, she is soul, falana, this thing, that thing. So Baba made concrete efforts to keep himself in the soul conscious stage. So let me ask myself that whether I have also made some concrete steps, some concrete efforts, or simply I listen morally or do some meditation, etc. But usually the educationists also say that if you write down anything, write down or the picturize anything, then that remains in your mind for a longer period. That goes in your subconscious mind. So Baba made this effort concretely. I am soul, this soul, this soul. So let me ask, inquire myself, I am also a student. I am Brahma Kumar, Brahma Kumari. Brahma's daughter, Brahma's son. So whether really I have made that efforts. And if not, then naturally, in real sense, I am little not in that race perfectly as Baba was there. So that is why, you see, Baba became perfect soul. He became victorious within how many years? 33 years about. In 1936, our knowledge started, and in 69, this 33 years, Baba became, you see, perfect. Karmatita stage, as it is said. So let me inquire, if I also want to follow Baba in that stride, then let me have something so that it goes into my subconscious mind that I am soul, she is soul, he is soul, everybody. So that especially towards those where our mind goes. Either due to love or affection or maybe due to somebody is remembered either due to extreme love, affection or some sort of negativity. Somebody will come in the mind, maybe some jealousy or hatred or maybe due to some other things. So let us always, whenever we meet to those souls, especially, though it is valid for everybody, then as Baba says, see here, that, oh, she is soul, I am soul, we are souls. And let us see, if we concentrate ourselves towards that soul, that what Baba used to do always. And that is why, whomsoever, whenever we come even near to Baba, so much powerful vibrations we used to feel. The radiate Baba used to radiate so much powerful vibrations. Then how it will happen? This is the first diary. You know about second diary also? Ishudadi is having second diary also. Baba had written two diaries in those earlier days. And second diary pertains to, yes, Baba's court with mind, that is thought and intellect, sanskars, Baba's court. So when Baba first came in this knowledge at that time, then Baba realized, oh, I am king, I am soul. And these are my, ministers. They have to obey me. They have to work under me. But so far when Baba analyzed, so far I have been working under them. So Baba is talking with his mind. Oh, mind, so far you have been guiding me. Though I am a king, soul, you are my minister. But the soul has become weakened and you have been always guiding me. But now I tell you very clearly that now I am established in my soul power, spiritual power. Now you have to obey me, whatever I say to you. Now I will not be guided by you. Similarly, Baba is talking with intellect. Oh, dear intellect, you have always been also been following the mind. And whatever mind was telling, you have been accepting it. But now I tell that I have now established in my stage and you have to obey me. So Baba was daily in the evening or night before going to bed, Baba used to have a cold and analyze himself throughout the day. So that diary is full of that one, how Baba talks with his ministers, mind, intellect and sanskars. So let me also introspect, though Baba has said number of times, but whether I am really doing this one, whether I am calling, I am sitting with my mind and introspecting, whether mind is following me or I am following my mind. The temptations, some of the weaknesses. So these things actually I have to see in the real true spirit, and then only some measures can be taken for making the things right. So these two things are there, diaries that existed. Anyhow, this is a thing of the past when I was not there, what I heard. But what I saw Baba, that now some of those instances I would like to narrate. So whenever we used to meet Baba, so Baba will come and sit. We will come from the centers, the party will come. Baba will ask, yes, how is the service going on? How different students they are there, who are there? In detail Baba used to ask. But as Baba was approaching towards his Karmatit stage, final stage, as from 1964 towards the 69, especially 1968 and 69, I had the opportunity to meet Baba some 4 times, and on the very last day also, 17th and 18th January, I was here. And I observed that Baba, when we meet Baba, then Baba will say, okay, just give the gist of the things. Means within a minute or two, tell the whole details about the service. And just Baba will listen, and then Baba will immediately give some directions if it is there, and Baba will be lost in himself. That's all. So each and every second Baba was utilizing. And the beauty with Baba was, we used to send our pota mail, means our all account, whatever our earnings and expenditure and like that, that used to keep us alert and active, so that our thought power, the money power, the other, all the powers, they don't go waste. So whenever we used to send, always every month, then Baba will see, and within no time, 1 or 2 seconds, just Baba's drishti will go only to the point where some correction is required to be made. And so Baba used to take very less time, and immediately Baba will give the direction and that chapter will be closed. And that now we feel in ourselves also. In our offices, if some corrections are to be seen, then wherever, then usually the experience makes us so perfect that our drishti goes only to the point where some correction is to be made. And that what we are seeing with dadis also. So as we advance more and more towards our Karmatit stage, final stage, we will be able to save our time, energy, everything. Baba says whatever different treasures are there, we will be able to save by our activities. Other thing which I observed, that as Baba was advancing towards his Karmatit stage, final stage, our Brahmani, the teacher, will take us, the party, to Baba. Baba used to be either in his room, Baba's room, or Baba's hut, or meditation hall. These three used to be the meeting places. So wherever we will go, when we go, the Baba is sitting, eyes open, very alert and active, and the Brahmani, the teacher in charge, will say, or even if we say, Baba, Baba, just to divert Baba's attention towards us. So Baba will listen, and suddenly Baba sometimes used to get a sort of little jerk. And, oh, you have come? Okay, come on then. So Baba, though physically he used to be here, but mentally Baba used to be most of the time, as Baba says, in his spiritual journey. Once, twice, thrice, number of times we observed this thing. So as Baba had to make the effort to come back to the body, here also it is a point for our introspection, whether I have to make efforts to go out of the body or to come back in the body. Whenever we come in the class and sit in meditation, whether that effort is required to go out of the body, or when we are already there, then to come back. What our conscience says. Are you getting me? What? Naturally we will say that most of the time we are in this corporeal world, and if I want to get myself detached from the body and body activity, then we have to make that effort, isn't it? Whereas Baba's Purusharth was almost reverse. And as Baba says in Avyakta Murali number of times, now the time has come when your effort should be to come back in the body. That is, most of the time as I am away from the body. And Baba was a manifestation of this Purusharth. Number of times we used to say, Baba, as physically he is here, but mentally Baba away. And more the time we are away from this body, then more the time we can devote for world service. We can go in the light form at different places, as Baba says. We can be in Farishta stage, lightiest stage, go round the world, Mansha Seva. Through mind, we can do lot of service. Through our thoughts, feelings, through our vibrations. So Baba was a manifestation of this work also. This is what I observed number of times. And especially one thing which I observed was that especially during the last 1 or 2 years, whenever we used to go to Baba, so Baba will give drishti like that. Even in class, when Baba comes, you see in history hall, there are 3 assemblies. And the right one, Baba used to sit, and this one, Mama used to sit, and this middle one used to remain empty. And whenever some parties, they were coming, and then on the very first day, each and every member of the party, they used to give their introduction, their aim for coming to Madhuban, and like that. And before leaving, after usually 1 week party used to stay here, so one day before leaving, then again every member of the party used to give their refreshment, what they achieved during these 6-7 days. And that Baba, whenever Baba, always daily Baba used to come to the class and give drishti. But Baba's drishti was so powerful that us, even if we take drishti, not more than a few seconds, we will be able to see immediately the eyes either will go down, or that powerhouse. Just so much light, might. But those light and might for a few seconds, that is why Baba's drishti used to be like this. Only 2 seconds, 3 seconds, 4 seconds, like that. Baba used to give drishti and to whole of the class, and that Baba used to give murli. So, what I observed during the last 2 to 3 years, that whenever we go to Baba, we were going, then Baba gives drishti for a few seconds. And then, whatever in our mind is there, if suppose some question is there, to get the answer of, for that question we have gone to Baba, then Baba will give a drishti, and then Baba will say, oh, you have come for this one. So Baba will say the question also, and then will give the reply also, answer. Not only once, when it happened once, twice, thrice, four times, number of times when it happened, then once I asked that, Badi Didi used to be there, Didi Manmohaniji, Didi, how it happens? We go to Baba, and Baba will give a drishti, and what for whatever questions we have gone to Baba, Baba will read and Baba will give the question also, and its reply also. Then Didi gave a wonderful reply. She told, you see, just as if the water is there, and in the water you see your image. And if the water is calm, quiet, there are no ripples in the water, no waves, then you can see your image. But if suppose the water is little disturbed, you throw a stone and waves are there, ripples are there, then it may not be possible to see your image very clearly. The same thing is there, that in your mind, if the thought waves are there, you have got your own thoughts, then you can't read the thought of others. And so Baba's Pursharat is of that so high degree that Baba has conquered his thoughts, his desires, ambitions. And so, whomsoever goes to Baba, Baba immediately can get his thoughts, whatever with what thoughts he has come, and immediately Baba will give the reply. This I myself found, this I myself observed at least 4 to 5 times. So that is one of the symptoms of one of the, you see, higher stage. As we go higher and higher in our Pursharat, this will follow. Because in the end, when the time comes, so many souls will come before us with number of desires. Somebody will come to get peace, somebody will come with, others will come with love, happiness, different desires. So unless I know with what desires they are coming, if I am able to receive their vibrations, then only I can fulfill their desires. And that exactly what Baba was showing. Baba was a manifestation of this perfectness. And especially on the 18th January. Now I come back straight to the 18th January. So, 18th January, Baba came in the morning, in the class. As usual, when Baba used to come in the class, there used to be the record, and one or two lines of the record used to be played. Baba will give drishti, and then Baba will clear his throat, and then start giving murli. But on that day, he give the powers to all the students. Once it happened, twice it happened, because Baba, number of times, 4-5 times, Baba cleared his throat and we all so became ready with our diary and pen that now Baba will be giving murli. But again Baba sat and started giving drishti. So we were told by the Adis that probably that was the First time in whole of Yajna's history that on that 18th January in the morning, Baba did not give any class. Only light and might and power to all the children. Because Baba was knowing that today is the last day with this corporeal media, Brahma Baba. And in the end, Baba said, as usual, okay, meethe meethe bachcho ko yaad pyar, good morning, just like that. And then Baba went out. So that was the day when in the morning, Baba did not give any class. Then in the evening, throughout the day, Baba finished all his works. I am reminded of that, this museum, our Nakki Lake Museum. You all must have seen also. So that building, that file was pending with Baba, that whether to take that building. Baba cleared that file, okay, take it. Then Baba asked Ishu Dadi, whatever the letters are there, just I will dictate the reply and you note down and finish up the job. So whatever the pending works, everything was there, Baba got it finished. And in the evening, usually the class, evening class in Madhuban is right from the beginning, it is about 9 o'clock. After everybody takes dinner, etc., then 9 to 10 class is there. But that day, Baba called one Jamuna Prasad Bhai is there, his duty was there. Baba called him and told that Baba will take class today early and you inform. And there used to be Nikat History Hall, there used to be one bell. And then that was to be rung and all the students used to come to the class. And that day, 18 January in the evening, by 8:15 or 8:20 or so, everybody came. And then Baba also entered around maybe something 8:30 or so. And then Baba started taking class. So that day, you see, though it was very cold and Baba's throat was very sore also, he was not at all comfortable throughout the day. But that time, if you go through that Murli, 18 January, last class Baba's, that not a single time Baba was having any sore throat, any difficulty in giving Murli. And that is also a sign that when we are towards our Karmatit stage, perfect stage, then all the karmic accounts of the body, they are settled and the yog power completely becomes victorious over the all the karmic account of the body. So throughout about some half an hour or so, that 40 minutes, that Murli is there. And with a very good flow, Baba gave the Murli. Okay. Then, after the Murli, Baba got up, and then just Baba started giving drishti to all. Acha, meethe meethe bachcho ko yaad pyar, good morning. Just like that, Baba started moving out. Only one step, Baba went out. Again Baba turned back. Again Baba started giving drishti. That day, as Baba was not having a feeling to go out, Baba wanted to be with children and to get them filled with all the, you see, spiritual powers, meditation, yoga. And Dadi Prakash Maniji was sitting in the front. I was also sitting somewhere in the class. So Baba used to give drishti to everyone. But after giving drishti to Baba's, drishti always used to come to Dadi. And for more time, Baba was giving drishti to Dadi and then again giving drishti to all. And you see, when in the last final stage, soul becomes karmati, perfect, then how the soul gets vibration from the others. as now when Avyakt Bap Dada comes, though we all listen Baba's Murli, but still sometimes the subtle desire remains in us. What is that subtle desire? That, if I can get an opportunity to go on the stage, to get Baba's Drishti or Toli, something like that, always this subtle desire is there, so that something personal I get. So that day also, because I was there in the audience, the history hall is very small and no outside parties were there. There were hardly some 20, 30, 40 fellows. So this thought came to my mind, if Baba also speaks something for me. So as soon as the thought came to my mind, and that is the symptom of the, you see, the karmatit state soul, immediately, as it looks like that Baba got the thought, and immediately Baba replied in the way. And, about taking my name and giving some directions and like that. So, we become so clear, transparent, that whatever the things, thoughts comes, vibrations come, we immediately able to receive it and accordingly fulfill the desire of the person from where the thoughts are coming. This is also a sign of karmatita stage, which I observed in Baba during the last 2 days. Then Baba gave, you see, Baba, after giving the class, Baba was just giving drishti, then again Baba started moving down, after one step again Baba stopped. Like that Baba stopped some 4-5 times before reaching to the door. And in the door also with such loving, you see, vibrations and attitude, acha, Baba takes your leave. Baba bachchon se chutti leta hai. Just like with that one, Baba went, and we all know after that, then Baba went to his room, and just Baba's hand with Dadi's hand, and Baba left the body. So that is last karmatit stage. But the most striking part was that though Baba left the body on 18th January in the night, maybe around 9:30, 10 or whatever, roughly 10, but Baba's body was kept here till 21st January. Because everybody's reply was coming, telephone was coming, keep the body, because the people, they were being informed on phone, by telegram. Throughout the night we wrote the telegram. And at that time there were no internet, no email, nothing like that. So telephone and telegrams. And the replies were coming immediately, keep the body, we are coming, like that. So till 21st afternoon, when Badi Didi, she was also on tour, Didi Manmohani ji, when she came back, then only the last rites were performed. But the beauty was that body, Baba's body, no injection was given, nothing, no medication was put, but Baba's body was so much lightest, so much flexible. Usually when the soul leaves the body becomes stiff after a few hours. But it was even after 3 days, there was no stiffness in the body. On that 21st also, when Baba was given the last bath, you see, at that time, because there were few Baba's children here, so I was having the opportunity to be with Baba during last 3 days. So Baba's body was very light, and Baba, it looked like as Baba is sleeping and just radiating light. And usually the dead body's color also actually changes. But Baba was exactly like that, still some photos, etc., they are there. So that shows the victory of the soul over these five elements. As Baba says, that you have to transform yourself, your sanskar, your own nature. You have to do the service of other souls of the world, and simultaneously you have to change the nature. You have to purify these five elements of nature. So this body is also made of five elements of nature. So it was very clear, just as Baba has conquered these five elements of nature, and that is why the body, these five elements were completely obeying the soul's direction. The soul left the body, but Baba's body did not disintegrate at all, even after that. I was here. So, you see, this is the sign of the victory of the soul over these five elements. How this we can have the victory over these five elements? Because these five elements count a lot in our life. Right from the day when we take birth, you see, the soul and these five elements, this body, they both are close to each other. And when they both are close to each other, then till the last day, the soul and body, this connection is there. That is a very big subject. How we can conquer these five elements of nature? That sometimes, other time we will discuss if we get the time. But Baba's, those 4-5 years when I was there, right from say 63 to 69, number of times whenever I met Baba, I found that Baba was a manifestation of perfection almost. And Baba used to radiate that light even during 18th January, during the daytime, 17th and 18th January, I came in Baba's lap 3 times. And probably, though almost every time I used to feel the body, soul consciousness, but on 18th January, when during the daytime, when Baba was talking, I went in Baba's lap. Probably that one was the perfect stage when I completely forgot myself, my body. Because Baba was in his karmatit stage, final stage. And whenever any soul is in final stage, karmatit stage, and whomsoever come in contact of that soul will also start getting that type of vibration. Perfectness, pure, powerful, all the light, might, all these vibrations. So that actually, that still, those sweet memories I still cherish of that 18 January when I went to Baba's lab, when the Baba's body was confined to the flame, when those during last 3 days, and the vibration was so much powerful of this one. The people were coming, and just they were coming, some quite a good number coming weeping, Baba's children. But the vibration was so much powerful that with that powerful vibration, they used to stabilize themselves within no time. That what Baba wants from all of us, that we should be a sort of change agent. That whatever the situation prevail in today's society, but we should be able to radiate the vibration of peace, happiness, contentment and all that. With these words, I was given the time till 6:30, so I take your leave and hope that Baba's experience will also take us in that stage. Thank you very much. Om Shanti.